Each year, the holiday season entices people to give more in their communities. Many people see December as an opportunity to make charitable contributions to nonprofit organizations and to help care for those in need. Adorned with about 20 tags, the holiday tree at the entrance of Cavegirl Coffee House, 720,100 Year Party Court No. 100, is designed to spread holiday cheer and make it a bit easier to contribute to a good cause. Much like other organizations which might have ornaments on a holiday tree with the names of children and the gifts or toys they are asking for, our tree benefits Rise Against Suicide, which is a nonprofit organization providing mental health support for at-risk youth and teens, said Cavegirl owner Lori Abramson. Abramson's tree has star-shaped ornaments carrying information about Rise Against Suicide and the services they provide are the names and stories of people who received life-saving mental health services. The tree was the brainchild of Jenna Clinchard, executive director of Rise Against Suicide. Earlier this year, Clinchard's organization received community grant money through Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, and she explained that Rise Against Suicide had provided more than 12,000 therapy sessions for children and teens in Boulder County who are contemplating suicide. "We will never turn away a child who needs services," Clinchard said. "We will always find a way to get those at risk the support they require." Rise Against Suicide receives referrals from schools, parents, community organizations and peers. When a child is referred to the organization, Clinchard and her team quickly coordinate counseling and crisis intervention services to begin the process of healing. "We aim to get a child seen by a therapist within 48 to 72 hours," Clinchard said. The holiday tree at Cavegirl Coffee House is both a way to donate to Rise Against Suicide and to familiarize the public with the organization. People can visit Cavegirl Coffee for a hot cup of something delicious and take a look at the tree, scan the barcodes on the ornaments and read about the nonprofit, Abramson said. Abramson and Clinchard share the hope that the holiday tree will mobilize people within the community to get involved in conversations about mental health and to help support services for young people in crisis. Rise Against Suicide not only works to provide critical mental health services, but it also aims to reduce the social barriers involved in seeking help. "We have to talk about mental health and suicide before someone can begin to heal," Clinchard said. "It really is a phenomenal way to learn about an organization that is providing such amazing things for families that could use the help," Abramson said. "It makes me feel amazing to know that Cavegirl can contribute in such positive ways." Abramson will have the tree available through the end of December.